Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com. Either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Jiggly Jones is making his first appearance here in the program to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also to share some of his music with you guys. Baby Blue is a single I know you're going to enjoy. We're going to be listening to that a little bit later. But Jiggly, good afternoon and welcome to Conversations Live.
Good afternoon, Cyrus. I'm glad to be here.
Well, look, I'm glad to have you on with us. You know, and, you know, I think what is so great about artists like yourself, and I think this is a perfect part to start the conversation, is that, you know, artists are able to kind of take, you know, who we are as individuals and give us almost a soundtrack to our lives. I think no matter who we are, you know, if there's, you know, certain things we're going through or feeling, we like to, you know, to have that kind of music. What is it like for you to be part of that, to create something that people can not only enjoy, but then kind of fits to who they are?
Well, you know, everything in life, whether you're a musician or whatever, is about influences, things that have influenced you through your life, the environment that you grow up in. And music, one of the most powerful tools that God has given us. I mean, music is so powerful, it could make a billionaire cry, I always say. You know, so it brings you back to earth. It's a great feeling to move people in that way. There's nothing greater than having people accept all the hard work that you've done. I can't even explain that. It makes you ecstatic at times.
Yeah.
You know, and it drives you.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. So then to turn that around a little bit, you know, when did you first realize the gift for yourself? Because it quite frankly, it is a gift. It's not one that I have, Jiggly, and I think a lot of people, you know, can kind of relate to that, you know, that is not our particular thing. But when did you know that music was it for you?
Well, first I'd like to say everybody has a gift. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it took me a while to realize what mine was. You know, I started back when I was a youngster playing the clarinet in junior high, and you know, only because my parents wouldn't let me play the drums, I have to say that. But you know, as I became a teenager and music becomes a real popular part of a teenager's life, I started to play the bass guitar, and still at that point I didn't realize that I was a songwriter until I picked up a regular guitar, an acoustic, and started trying it, and I realized I could do it. And at that point, from that point on, that's all I did as far as musically. So, you know, I would say in my late teens or so, when I realized that I could do that, and I haven't stopped since.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think one of the great things about music, and unfortunately one of the bad things about us, is that we try to put people in a box. I think one of the greatest things is that we can be the best of who we are meant to be, and it doesn't necessarily have to fit into a category. Have you enjoyed the freedom of being able to create the kind of music, Jiggly, that you love without having to worry about how it will be categorized?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, you do worry about that a little bit. When it comes to the music business, they do like to categorize you. There's certain genres, they call them.
Yeah.
But luckily for me, the genre that I'm in, which is Americana or alternative country, is my roots. And it's sort of something that's new, and it's really evolving from country music. It's giving people, like you said, that aren't in the box, maybe that are a bit left of center or think outside the box, to have a platform. And that's where I stand, and that kind of music is really starting to come alive. So, right now is the perfect time for people or musicians that write things that are a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit left of center, to get the people to hear it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that is one of the beautiful things, again, about the Internet. We're going to talk about that and how you've been able to use it. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Jiggly Jones. He's making his first appearance here on the program, sharing with us not only about what it's been like for him to create music that he loves, but also the other people are responding to as well. Jiggly Jones is one of those artists that he's able to give you a little bit of everything. He has music all over the place online. We're going to be listening to his single, Baby Blue, here in a moment. But let's talk about the power of the Internet. You know, you and I connected just today online using the social networking sites like Twitter and Facebook. We were tagging you on Twitter, you know, letting people know you're going to be on the program. What has it been like for you to hear responses from individuals that you've never met about how your music affects them?
It's amazing. And I'm old enough to have done music back when that wasn't a real big thing. You know, back during the analog days of recording and things, I caught the tail end of that. So once the digital age came about, even as far as recording music, it's amazing. And you can send musical files across the globe basically in 10 minutes. And I'll get back to that. As far as how I recorded this, it was done in two places across the country from each other. But, yeah, I mean, social networking is an amazing tool. You know, I have 1,000 friends now, whereas before growing up I might have had 5. So, you know, and you know, you can, as far as advertising, it's real easy. It's just an amazing thing, and you know, everybody that's not willing to change, once you get involved in that, it's like you can't believe that you weren't willing to do that until you did it and realized how great of a source it is.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I have found, and I was a little slow to some of this. Still, I mean, there's still some sites I'm not on, but right. I mean, I do think that, you know, there is something great about being able to connect with individuals that you don't know. Does that add more validation for you? It was my curiosity, Jiggly, because, you know, I think sometimes people that feel like they know us think they have to be nice. People who don't know us don't have
right.
that, you know, that feeling.
Yeah.
That when you have people who say, wow, I really enjoyed that song, and you know it's not your cousin next door,
right.
does that kind of make you say, okay, you know what, I may really have something here?
Well, I found that it's harder to get my cousin next door to tell me anything honest about it. You know, that was always a struggle. My family would just keep their mouth shut about it because I'm not sure if they really wanted me to even do it. You know, your parents, they want you to do something that's more steady and something that's not as risky. But you know, I have kids myself, and I'll probably be the same way with them. But yeah, I mean, you get an honest opinion from people that you don't know. That's for sure. They're not going to hold back, and it's just amazing the different opinions and the different things that people say. They compare you to different artists and stuff, and it really is really cool.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this single that we're going to be listening to here, Baby Blue. How did this song come about?
That song was inspired by the birth of my son 2 years ago, and like most of my music, I try to generalize with the lyrics so other people can relate to it. So it's not specifically about him. It was inspired by him. But it's about basically the great feeling that birth gives someone. I mean, it's the most natural thing you'll ever do. And it's sort of a lullaby in a way. It's almost like a parent sitting with their newborn child and maybe rocking it rocking it to sleep and couldn't help themselves but tell this newborn baby what life is about. And you know, even though the baby doesn't understand what you're saying, you're so thrilled to finally be able to teach, you know, a newborn life what life is about. So it sort of encompasses that. And most people that have kids should be able to understand the lyrics and relate to it.
And I think that is the great thing about it. So, you know, I think, you know, our listeners will definitely enjoy it. Since we have you here with us, Jiggly, why don't you do us the honors and introduce it for us?
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm singer-songwriter Jiggly Jones, and this is my first single off my EP. It's called Baby Blue.
Why are there skies of blue? Why are
There you have Jiggly Jones with Baby Blue here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but online around the world. Thanks to blogtalkradio.com, Jiggly has been joining us live, talking with us about his love of music and, of course, what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Jiggly, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and, of course, how they can support your music as well.
Well, probably the easiest thing would be to go to jigglyjones.com, because from there you can branch out to a bunch of different things. All the information you'll need is, if you want to stream the music, you can go to the SoundCloud icon. There's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's videos on there. There's a new one for Baby Blue that's right on the homepage of the site. So that's sort of the hub for everything Jiggly Jones.
All right, so jigglyjones.com, and for our listeners, it's JiggleyJones.com, so you guys can go. You know, Jiggly, I mentioned to you before we went live here that one of the questions I'd love to ask individuals like yourself is, of course, part of an inspiration for other people. I always believe in paying it forward and sharing whatever information that I come in contact with. What do you say to individuals who have a dream, who have a vision for themselves, about the importance of holding on to it and not letting go of it?
I would say one of the things is perseverance. You'll have bumps in the road constantly, no matter what the dream is. As far as music goes, it's an emotional roller coaster ride sometimes. And those who stick with it are usually those are the ones that succeed. You hear of bands that take 10 years to get noticed, you know. And as far as any dream in particular, it's about believing in yourself. Knowing where you stand with it, if it's something you're trying to get other people to like, you have to make sure that you really like what you're doing. You like what your product is, if you want to call it that, and you just got to keep on plugging.
Exactly. Totally agree, and you're hearing it from someone who knows firsthand. Again, Jiggly Jones, everyone, make sure you do go to his website at jigglyjones.com for all things Jiggly. Again, that's JiggleyJones.com is where you can find him there. He is also on Facebook and Twitter. You can find all that information out, though, through his website at jigglyjones.com. Jiggly, again, congratulations to you on the music and what you're doing. I really appreciate you coming by, and look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here at Conversations anytime.
I really appreciate that, Cyrus. It's my pleasure being here, and I'd love to come back.
All right. We'll definitely make that happen. Again, Jiggly Jones, everyone, the single you guys heard here was Baby Blue, and as he said, you can find it right there on his website at jigglyjones.com. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Jiggly, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places, and we did you guys as a favor, we tagged Jiggly both on Facebook and Twitter. His name is very simple, though. Jiggly Jones is where you can find him on Twitter and Facebook, so make sure you do check him out. But you click on that link, and you'll be able to go back and listen to the show completely for free and use the social media buttons on the bottom there to be able to share it with your friends as well. You know, let's keep the conversation going. Let's keep spreading great music, and I think Jiggly Jones is providing us just that. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be here with our Gotta Eat, Can't Cook segment of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com.
We pray for the big things and forget to give thanks for the ordinary. How often have you asked God for water? Even in 2013, there are so many people without water. But you can help us bring fresh water to the Maasai people of Loita Hills, Kenya, by going to worldserveinternational.org and making a donation to the Loita Hills Maasai Project. Together we can save lives. The Loita Hills Maasai Project.
A Swift Writer's Guild is